This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A former executive for Planned Parenthood of Illinois was arrested earlier this month and charged this week with stealing more than $100,000 from the organization. Now, a Chicago nonprofit that serves those living with HIV and AIDS alleges she later stole from them, too. WBEZ's Carrie Shepard and Dan Mihalopoulos have been reporting this story and are here now to explain how these allegations surfaced. Hi, Dan and Carrie.
Hi, Becky.
Hey, Becky.
So, Dan, tell us how this alleged fraud came to light.
Edra Peoples, who's the name of the person that's been accused here, was working at Planned Parenthood of Illinois. She left there in 2017, and they tell us that they conducted a routine audit after that and found that she had been stealing. They say they immediately notified the Chicago police and turned over everything they have, and it was not until earlier this month that she was arrested, and not until yesterday, actually, that she was indicted for stealing more than $100,000 from Planned Parenthood of Illinois between 2015 and her departure in 2017.
Carrie, what is the other nonprofit that is now accusing Peoples, and what are their allegations?
So, Becky, the Chicago House is in the Uptown neighborhood on the north side of Chicago. They provide housing, employment, legal services for families, individuals living with HIV and AIDS, as you mentioned. They have a $9 million annual budget, more than 100 employees. They say they did not know about Peoples' former issues until they then found out that she had been arrested earlier this month. They did a deeper dig into the financial happenings that she was involved in and realized that there was alleged theft in the six figures from Chicago House.
Dan, what are the authorities and Peoples herself saying about all of this?
Yeah, we tried to reach Andrea Peoples to get her side of the story. Carrie went out to the house where she was arrested in Burr Ridge, and the person there said she didn't know her. I left a couple messages on her cell phone. She did not reply. Finally, I did hear back from a lawyer named Howard Wise, who says he's her lawyer, and he said that he had no comment, that he wanted to fight it out in the courts and not in the media. Well, her court date is February the 13th. The Chicago police wouldn't comment on the case because it's in the court system, but they did confirm to us that they are investigating a complaint from Chicago House, and the state's attorneys won't confirm or deny anything beyond what they've charged with regard to Planned Parenthood. Obviously, if you are Chicago House, you wish that something had been done sooner, that you had known earlier about her alleged problems at Planned Parenthood, because, you know, the first complaint about Planned Parenthood was 3 years ago, and that was before Andrea Peoples went to work for Chicago House.
Carrie, you talked to someone on the board at Chicago House. What are the effects on the people that that organization serves?
Dan and I sat down with Ryan Garrison, who is the board chair. He said that they have full support from the rest of the board members and donors, who, of course, feel great empathy for this alleged theft and how it's going to affect the institution. He says the staff is shaken. They are the people, after all, who work directly with the clients with whom the organization serves. Garrison said that naively he thought behavior like this that they're alleging was rare, but he's heard it from others who are in the nonprofit world. Here's what he said to Dan and I earlier this week.
I cannot wrap my head around how an individual could steal money from the homeless. That is just a really disheartening element of this for me and for our entire board and staff.
So that's Ryan Garrison, the board chair at Chicago House, and Dan and I will continue to watch what happens and how this might affect the organization.
Well, Carrie, Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Becky.
My pleasure.
We've been talking with WBEZ reporters Carrie Shepard and Dan Mihalopoulos.